Blog Talk Radio.
Science and technology.
And yeah, we're freaking late. That's just the way we are because I had a little trouble getting the old Skype to work.
Better late than never.
But here we are, and I'm sure nobody stuck with us for 8 minutes of silence, but we're on. So if you're out there, feel free to call us at 347-857-3340. We'd like to hear from you because we have zero planned for tonight, but luckily we only have 22 minutes to fill now. So let's talk AAACon.
Let's talk AAACon.
Yeah, we didn't. We're probably going to cover it again in episode 50, but what the hell? We'll talk it now too, because it was badass.
It was pretty fun.
There were ducks.
Yep,
there
ducks.
Were ducks in the fountain. Not that that has anything to do with the conference, but it was just a neat little thing. And Operation Cobra was in full effect. You know, I had really bad gas because I quit smoking and I'm taking these commit lozenges, right? So I told Susie, you know, if I tell you Operation Cobra, that means it's coming. Because I wanted to be a good wingman and not go, did you do that? Like, you know, you're supposed to blame it on other people. That's what a wingman does.
Right.
It was so bad. I had the committed atheist sitting across from me going, Lord, help me.
That was bad. Oh, It was awful. Those flats of lynches.
Gassy wingman took some work.
Well, it was just making me cry. And then I would laugh, and then I would cry some more. Yeah, it was pretty bad. So we had Operation Cobra all weekend long.
And we actually saw a few of the speakers, a couple of them.
We did. We saw Dave. I love to see Dave speak.
I saw a couple more than probably you did because you went to sleep. You slept in the one day.
I did.
You got caught in a sleep vortex?
I did. I got caught in the sleep vortex. I kept trying to get out of bed, and then I was dreaming that I was out of bed, and I was really not out of bed.
That's funny.
That's what Fireball will do to you.
Oh, is that what it was? Was it the Fireball?
Yes. What are you doing over there?
I'm sending stuff out on Twitter.
You can't do dead space, honey.
I'm sending stuff out on Twitter so that people will know to call us at 347-857-3340.
We did put out an episode just recently.
Yeah, we did. Actually, there was an episode. God's Not Dead, being riffed on by the Mystery Science Theater.
It was the height of the...
Freaking awesome. It was almost the height for me. The height for me was meeting Brian. And listening to his band, kick ass.
Okay, yeah, that was
now,
pretty good.
That, to me, was the best thing. You know, we met listener Brian. He contacted us and said, hey, I'm playing on Beale Street. And now I know what that line of the song, Walking in Memphis, means. 10
yep.
feet off of Beale. But, you know, he contacted us and said, hey, my band's playing. We're just regular folks, you know. So I was a little nervous about going there. He was awesome. His band was awesome. The Swedish people they sat us at the table with
yep.
were awesome.
The bartender that looked like Sam Kinison
was
awesome.
Exactly like Sam Kinison. We met these two Swedish people they sat down at the bar with. It was funny because we told them we're there for the American Atheist Convention. And they're like, what? Like, you have conventions for that?
Like, you have to have special meetings?
Right.
Yeah.
Because, you know, in Sweden, they're like, everybody's an atheist there. They just don't even talk about it.
Yeah, nope.
Not that big a deal. Religion is so minuscule and so not part of their culture. And I was like, oh, I'm jealous. I'm not going to move there, though, because it's fucking cold. They're like in the Arctic Circle cold, Sweden.
Oh, I thought you were talking about Memphis.
No. Sweden. No, Jesus is part of Memphis' culture, remember?
Yes.
Yeah, because we got the bulldog a little bit. A little bulldog.
We won't talk about the bulldog.
Susie bit herself with the bulldog, I think. She was a little upset.
I was.
Yeah.
I think I lost control a little bit. But he did say that I was God.
He did. Well, he said, you want to see God look in the mirror.
Right.
What he said.
Right. Duh. All I see is me when I look in the mirror. So, therefore, I am God.
Therefore. Yeah, I don't think that's exactly what he meant, though.
Neither do I, but hey.
I think you were strawmanning him a little bit, maybe.
Yeah, just a little.
Misrepresenting his point of view to make a point.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, they need that sometimes.
That's a fallacy.
They need to know how that feels sometimes.
That's what I got to do. I know what I need? I need a bell.
A bell?
Yeah. So I can just ring it when you do something. Yeah, bing, straw man fallacy, you're out for 2 minutes. Like, put you in the penalty box, like hockey. And in 2 minutes, you can come back and argue.
That's funny.
It would be funny.
That would be funny. So
I don't know how practical it would be, but funny, yes.
But now I'm going to instill a couple new tactics. Like, I don't know if it's going to work, but we were talking about killing with kindness.
Yes.
I don't know how kind I'm going to be able to be.
The,
I am me.
The rain in Spain. Stains vainly on the plane. Turn you into My Fair Lady.
No. I don't think that'll work.
She done him in. Well, anyway, another thing worth mentioning, and betrayed to me, did you been checking your email today?
I have.
The wonderful band, Crips Party,
yep,
who did Marie Curie, which is our theme song,
yeah,
has put out a new album.
Yep.
And they've agreed to come on the show.
That's excellent.
So we're going to have the band on the show. I mean, we've only been doing the show for 2 years and using their tune. So how cool will it be to have them on the show?
Yes. Can we shout out our wonderful friends at our other podcast?
Oh, yeah, I guess we can. Yeah, it's probably coming out tomorrow. And I think like nobody's listening to this, so I don't think we'll be accused of spreading it.
They put it on Facebook.
What?
That they won.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, shout out that they won, yeah. Skating Atheist is the religious inspiration People's Choice podcast.
That's so cool.
And they beat out, like, yeah, what's the guy with the teeth? What's his name?
I don't know.
I forget his name off the top of my head.
I don't do podcasts.
Nah, he's like a big Joel Osteen.
Yeah.
They beat him. And there's so many religious podcasts out there. In fact, Frank Turek has a podcast.
And Skating Atheist kicked their ass.
Podcast. Eat it, guys, because Skating Atheist beat you.
Woo-hoo.
Like a fucking drum, they beat you. And I think one of the reasons that they won, truly, was because they had announced that, well, they've had us on the show.
Yeah, there you
before,
go.
And people knew we were going to be on the show again.
Right.
So, and I think, I don't think I'm going to get in trouble for putting this out early, because like I said, like,
right.
Maybe
somebody
listening
to
this, because there's nobody in chat, and we have no calls at 347-857-3340. But we're going to be on the Skating Atheist.
Yes, again.
Coming episode, yes. They needed some military consultants, and that's all I'm going to say about the appearance. But they wanted some former military.
And they did mention that they were waiting to hear the results of the award, they really didn't think they were going to get it.
I didn't think they were going to get it. I was so pleased to be proved wrong. See? Evidence, facts. Well, I was wrong about that. I thought because Christians outnumber us so much that they would just kill us.
Yeah.
And also I thought atheist even podcast listeners would be divided because there were several good shows on there. I mean, there were three in that category.
Right.
It was Skating Atheist, Thinking Atheist, and My Book of Mormon with our other friend of the show, David Michael. So, I mean, three quality shows on there. So... Man, I wish they
good on you, Skating Atheist crew.
Yeah.
That's awesome. And we'll be seeing them soon.
We'll be seeing them at ReasonCon. And we're going to go over that a lot in episode 50. I think we need to tell a tale of two conventions.
Yeah.
We'll tell about the last convention. give a shout out to all the people we hung out with there. And
we have crossover people now.
Right.
Because we met Renee at AACon.
And we definitely got to give a shout out to listener Linda from Memphis.
Yes.
Because she's the one, she listened to our show and actually turned listener Brian onto it. So that whole wouldn't have happened if she hadn't been a listener too. So definitely a shout out to her. And again, hopefully I'll remember, please remind me. Let's do that again in episode 50 because nobody listens to these live shows.
I know.
Oh, we're not consistent with putting them out, but. And we almost missed it tonight because I'm stupid. I mean, what else can I say? I'm stupid.
No, you're just distracted.
I just got distracted, yeah. A lot going on here, you know, Robin's household.
The baby.
Yeah. Yeah, she makes the world topsy-turvy, doesn't she?
Yes, but she makes smiles. She puts smiles on faces.
She does. She's really cool. She was having fun with me today. We actually had a little fun. Before
yeah.
She started fussing and then fell asleep.
And yeah.
And normally she just falls the hell asleep. So yeah, we're going to be rolling for Hickory, North Carolina. If you're anywhere between here and Hickory.
Or if you're Shannon Nebo.
I think Shannon decided not to go, so. That's all Facebook.
Oh.
Done deal. But if you're anywhere between here and there, you'll want to meet us for a meal at some point. Send me an email, bill.robbins@819@gmail.com, and let me know where you're at. We're just, if you want, just do a Google route from Philly to Hickory. And that's going to be all right. I'll let you know a timetable, and maybe we have breakfast or lunch with somebody, you know, along the way. Or dinner, because we're actually leaving Thursday night. We're going to crash somewhere. We don't know where.
Yeah.
On the way. You know, maybe at a rest stop, maybe at a hotel, who knows. But we're going to crash out for a few hours. Then we're going to roll the rest of the way down. So we'll probably get 2-3 meals on the road.
Go meet up with the party crowd.
Yeah, but we wouldn't mind meeting a listener or two on the way if they want to.
Absolutely.
If you're near the highway, one of the highways we'll probably be on. Just use your Google Maps and you can figure out how we're rolling.
I drink orange juice, too, as well as beer.
Yeah, yeah. We actually do drink non-alcoholic things once in a while.
Sometimes.
When we're road tripping.
Yep.
I'm driving.
Coffee.
And
lots of coffee.
Anywhere. Yeah. If there's a Starbucks or Dunkin' Donuts involved, just let us know where it's at.
Yep, because we'll need to stop there anyway.
So, yeah, we'd love to hook up with people. It'd be great. And if you're anywhere within driving distance of Hickory, North Carolina, please get some tickets and come out. It's going to be worth your time. It's going to be a very fun Saturday. Even if you can't make the VIP dinner on Friday night, that's cool. Come Saturday. Hang out.
Meet us all. Yeah.
We'll be there till the wee hours in the morning hanging out. I promise you. It's going to be a great thing.
The award-winning Skating Atheist crew will be there.
The award-winning Skating Atheist is going to be there. Cognitive Dissonance is going to be there. My book, David Michael from My Book of Mormon is going to be there.
No Religion Required will be
there.
No
Religion Required. So you can meet Bobby C. and Miss Ashley. You can, you broke my road. Atheist Avengers, they're part of the organizers. So they're definitely going to be there. And I think some others. Because I don't have the list right in front of me.
Yep.
So if I didn't mention them, well.
They'll live.
Yeah, they'll have to live. Tracy Harris is speaking. Beth Presswood is speaking. It's going to be a fun dealio.
Yeah, you'll find us in the bar.
Yeah, probably. I don't know that we'll catch too many speeches either. Maybe David Fitzgerald's, because I missed his at AACon. But I missed his at AACon intentionally.
Because
they
knew you'd
be in Hickory in like 3 weeks.
Okay.
And I don't think you'll have a separate presentation.
Yeah.
So
it's going to be a repeat.
What else came out of AACon? I don't know if you guys remember, but I'm going to go way back about 2 years, a year and a half. Right before Susie had the surgery, and we were all up in arms about the faith healing stuff in Philadelphia.
Yeah.
And I was in contact with Dr. Paul Offit to come on the show.
Oh, yeah.
He is... He works pediatrics. I want to say he's the head of infectious disease or something at pediatrics. I'll get his actual title when he comes on. But he's also written a book called Bad Faith, and it's about these type of things with kids dying from.
He's the head of pediatrics at Children's Hospital of Philadelphia.
Yeah, he's at Children's Hospital of Philadelphia, which CHOP is one of the biggies,
yeah,
big pediatric hospitals. And I was talking to him back then about coming on, and unfortunately Susie got ill, and you'll remember we took a long hiatus there. Well, guess what happened?
He just happened to be at AACon.
So I bought his new book. I got him to autograph it. I said, I don't know if you remember, but we corresponded. And I said, well, you know, I explained to him why we had the hiatus and never got back to it. I said, I never actually did that show, the show I wanted to do on that. I said, would you be interested? Come on and promote your book. And he said yes.
Awesome.
So we got some really exciting guests coming up.
We
do. You know, I'm excited to have the Crips on because I just think that's so overdue. I'm kind of glad we waited, too, till they have a new album to promote.
Yeah, because now
we have more listeners.
Yeah.
Than, I mean, because if we'd had them on right away, like,
nobody,
three people would have heard about
yeah.
it. Unless they were listening backlog, you know? So.
Oh, I don't have my Facebook up, but we got a message from a listener in Japan.
Yeah, we'll give him a shout out
and
now.
We're going to give him a shout out on the recorded show so he can hear it when it goes out on the next podcast.
Yeah, shout out to the Japan Atheist Society. He's just starting up. I guess he heard our talk with Matt.
Yes.
About our new one, and he just decided to chime on in.
Matt is the founder of
Delco Atheist.
Delco Atheist is where we
Delaware
live.
County for the great unwashed out there.
The great unwashed?
Yeah, whatever.
Oh, radio silence.
Yeah, it's radio silence. See, because I feel like I'm carrying the conversation. You got to pick it up when I go silent.
I try. I do. I say, oh, radio silence.
Singing the song.
For
a spoonful of sugar helps the medicine go down.
What better use of Facebook than to pray for each other?
I can think of a lot of better uses.
I can think of a lot of better uses.
And the internet in general. First best use for the internet over prayer, porn. Yay. At least it feels good. Yeah?
Yeah.
A lot better than prayer.
Right.
Prayer is this thing that you have to convince yourself it felt good. When you masturbate, no. There's no convincing. You know. And if it doesn't, or if you're, then you're doing it wrong. And please send an email to Sbiry, sbiry@yahoo.com. And she will instruct you how to properly, you know, choke your chicken or rub your bean or, you know, whatever you got.
Whatever you call it.
Well, it depends on who you are.
Oh, yeah.
You know. So he'll instruct you in the proper ways of masturbating.
Because I'm an expert.
On, yeah.
Right?
Yeah, internet porn's your thing, right?
Right, yeah.
Internet porn. Oh, and other things to do on Facebook. How about staying in touch with friends, promoting an atheist podcast?
Yeah, I don't know. There's other great things to do.
Debating people who believe in their crazy imaginary friends.
That's better on Twitter.
Yeah, that is better on Twitter because I like the 144 character. You're in, you're out, you're Operation Cobra.
Oh, man.
We got 4 minutes left. What else you got?
A song. I don't know.
I've still got a lot of audio that we've already got recorded. I've still got the hour-long Evolution segment, which I kind of said was coming up in the intro to episode 49 and just isn't there. Oops.
Yeah, we're going to put that together this weekend, I think.
Yeah. Well, I'm,
get an episode up.
I'm either going to put out like a really long one or two medium-sized ones because what I want to do is I want to put out some extra content because I know a lot of people like us will be driving to ReasonCon and Hickory.
And they'll have something to listen to.
I want to have like some extra for people to listen to. I may even clean up that damn debate and just put it out as a bonus episode so that people have something to listen to. Because, you know, if you keep up with, you'll listen to all the podcasts you keep up with quick. And
yeah.
Then, you know,
and then you got another.
Nice to have another hour.
Right.
Of Barroom Atheist. That's
right.
What I'd want if it were me. So that's what I'm going to try to do.
Also, if you have new listeners that are buddies, just tell them to download the whole thing. Listen to the whole thing.
You know,
you can binge listen.
You know, honestly, as far as content goes, because our shows are longer than, well, some people have longer shows than us, but our shows are long. I looked at it the other day, over 72 hours. If you were to listen to Barroom Atheist from the very first beginning of the first episode all the way straight through,
72 hours.
72 hours.
Wow.
Of content.
Wow.
So, you know,
if you got an extra 72 hours.
It ain't like we've done nothing. It would take you three straight days, no sleep. Oh, you can have bathroom breaks because you can kind of take us with you because it's audio. But, you know, three straight days and no sleep. 72 hours to listen to our entire back catalog.
Yep.
In fact, I think once I put up episode 51, episode 1 will drop off the iTunes feed. Because I think it only, I don't know if it was 50 or 100, but it only holds so many episodes in the feed.
Oh, wow.
So if you are an iTunes listener, you may want to download that like now. If not, it'll still be up on the Podbean site. You'll still be able to get there. You know, it'll still be out there, but you won't be able to like download it as iTunes. Just another interesting tidbit. That's what we do here at Barroom Atheist. We give you interesting little useless information. So,
our friend Shelly just released a single.
Yeah, she's put on another album.
Shelly Siegel's single Sidelined just came out.
The single or the album?
Oh, no, it's the single off her album.
Yeah, a whole new album for Shelly.
Yeah.
We should have her on to talk about that.
We should.
Well, if nothing else, I guarantee you within the next 5 months,
yep,
we'll have Shelly on the show.
Yeah.
So I'll just say, hey, can you sit down and take a mic?
Yeah.
So, 'cause she'll be in the States soon.
Visiting, touring.
Yeah. Last half of 15, she's touring. So catch her where you can. If you can't catch her anywhere else, PostaCon is the place to be. Susie and I are opening PostaCon.
Yep, a live
I've already
show.
Started writing that show.
Really?
Yeah, well, I'm not going to go completely off the cuff like we do here, because sometimes we sit here and just stare at each other for 20 minutes.
And have radio silence.
And it really sucks, and it doesn't go. That never makes the shows.
I'm hoping you can bring some of that humor like I saw the other day.
Sometimes I don't know. I got to be in the zone. But I'm in the zone. I'm in the zone. I'm not.
Right.
I'm not. I'm quiet.
And if you want to hear him in the zone, listen to Skating Atheist.
Yeah, check out the next Skating Atheist.
The next episode.
Because I did write my own stuff. Well, not my. I didn't script it, but
it was freaking hilarious.
I came up with all that. So I hope you enjoy it. Again, congrats again to Noah, Heath, and Lucinda for winning. Well deserved. I voted for you, so
twice.
Daily. Twice every day I voted for him. So with that, I'm Bill.
And I'm Susie.
Stay reasonable, my friend.
I like to get on and talk to ourselves.
Yeah.